Mass protests against military rule in Sudan are showing no signs of ending, despite media reports the country's ousted former president, Omar al-Bashir, has been arrested. The news of the arrest is being disputed by some local journalists, though, who say the Transitional Military Council is yet to provide any proof of it. From the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, I'm joined now by Al Jazeera journalist Hiba Morgan. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you.
Hiba, you say it's actually the president's brothers that have been imprisoned. Why are we getting such mixed reports about these arrests?
Well, the military council knows the people who are protesting in front of the army headquarters for 2 weeks now want the former president, the ousted president, to be held into account for the crimes that he's committed during his time, 30 years in power. So there are reports that he's been arrested, but they haven't provided evidence. They did confirm that his brothers and some members of his former cabinet and top officials from the ruling party have been arrested. But they haven't confirmed where he is. They said that he's in a safe place. He's under arrest, but in a safe place. They're saying they're concerned about his safety, about the fact that people would try to seek revenge, so they don't want to disclose where he is at the moment. So there's a bit of mixed news. Some people are saying that they've seen heavy security in front of Kober Prison, which is where he used to send all his dissidents, political activists and political prisoners. But there's been no evidence so far to show that he's there from the military council or from people on the ground. Nobody has seen him. Nobody really has heard from him even before he was ousted by 24 hours. So people are really angry. They think that if the military council continues to be in power, then he's going to get away with all the crimes that he's committed during his time in power.
Omar al-Bashir was removed from office a week ago. Would his potential arrest make any difference to the protest movement?
It would, definitely, because they've been saying that he's committed a lot of crimes, corruption. Let's not forget that it was sparked by the economic crisis. The city of Adbar on the 19th of December didn't have any bread, and the government announced that it was going to increase the price of bread and lift subsidies of it. And that triggered the anger. And people started talking about how many millions and millions of dollars, actually billions of dollars, went missing from government coffers, and how the president had fancy houses, not just in Sudan, but in the Gulf, and how his members of his cabinet basically had double passports, dual nationalities. They could travel whenever they want while Sudanese were suffering. So his arrest would make them feel that there's some kind of justice being served. The military council has already said that they have arrested some of his officials. They've also announced that they've suspended and frozen some of the accounts of his officials and former government members. But at the moment, people are saying that if there's no improvement to the economy and if power is not handed to a civilian independent government, then they'll continue to be out on the streets. As a matter of fact, they're planning a 1 million people march today. And they're saying that they're trying to reiterate the point that they want an independent government and not a military council to run the country.
Yeah, you just referred to this, but I'd like to hear what these people are saying. So what are the protesters telling you about their demands, and how likely are they to achieve them, I mean, given what we're seeing at the moment?
Well, their demands are a lot, but we can put it down to accountability, handing over power to civilian government, and that is the top demand, followed by accountability for all the crimes committed during the 30 years by every official, including not just the officials, but including the former militias of the ruling party. They want everybody who committed a crime to be held to account, which is why when they raid ruling party headquarters in various parts of the country, they tend to look for the folders that would prove that some crimes have been committed, somebody has been targeted unfairly. So they want accountability in those terms. They want a better economy. That's something they're also asking for. And they don't want a transitional government that is being run by political parties. They want the political parties to agree on independent candidates to run the government until elections are held. So this is just part of their demands. One thing that I keep hearing whenever we go out is the question is, how much is Amata's blood worth? So they want to know how much has to be paid to make it okay to kill someone. And that really drives the point of accountability back home.
I know you've reflected the sort of demands of the protest movement, but what's the mood like in the capital more broadly?
There's a sense of people power. People realize that when they started their sit-in in front of the army headquarters on the 6th of April, they realized that some of the military members were siding with them. And on the 6th day of the sit-in in front of the headquarters, President Bashir was ousted. His replacement was ousted 24 hours later because they continued to protest. So the general mood is that there's a sense of people power. People seem to understand that they have control of what's happening in their country. And it doesn't have to be up to politicians. You know, I've seen people, families taking children as young as 2 or 3 years old to the sit-in and trying to explain to them that, you know, the significance of their revolution at the moment. And this is something quite significant.
Thank you so much for your time, Hiba.
Thank you.
Hiba Morgan is a journalist with Al Jazeera in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum. And this is RN Drive.